share with you, I believe, an impression the Lord's given through that time of intercession. And I began to see knots, various different types of knots. And there are various types. And I kept looking, and I, of course, didn't understand that you wait till you believe that the Lord gives you an interpretation of an image, an impression, a vision, and these different knots. And then I felt the Lord say to me that various knots, you have to be taught how to tie them. That was the first thing. And the second thing, I felt the Holy Spirit say, a knot is to tie, to secure. And so, I believe there are two things that come out of this. Firstly, the Holy Spirit is going to teach us this. That is the knots. And there are various different knots, and there are varieties of knots. Sailors, of course, know a lot about that. The same as we are all diverse and different, yet one. What a knot does is to tie, to secure. That is its purpose, even though they can differ. And I give that to you, what I believe the Lord has revealed. I believe we're going to be taught how as to witness, because witness is not giving your own testimony. Testimonies have a place, and they can certainly have a place in the house of God. But the lost out there, quite frankly, don't want to hear a testimony. They need to know Jesus Christ crucified.
Amen.
They need to know that their sin can be dealt with, that separates them from the love of God. And as Bob said, there is a great challenge ahead of us. We have now a lot of Muslims. Many Muslims are actually zealots. They are very zealot. In actual commitment, they can put all of us to shame. But of course we know where the source of revelation is coming from. So it's not, of course, just Muslims, but we're very diverse now. So we need to be taught this by the Holy Spirit. And I believe the Lord will bless this. And as our brother said, it's as we move into that situation, the anointing is there, the boldness is there, and so on, which of course deals with fear. It's fear that, of course, the enemy uses to stop one, you know, from moving in a situation. So I'm quite encouraged by this, and I believe that, as I've been sharing with you over the last few weeks about we're moving to the next thing, it's now moving on to new pastures. I believe we're beginning now to get understanding of what we're going to be facing, what these new pastures consist of for this assembly.
Can I share something concrete along those lines? I've been sharing it with you, Kim, during the last couple of days. The Lord quickened to me a couple of things. Noah's Ark, right? There's two ways of seeing it, perhaps it's the same, that the Ark is the Lord and the Ark is the church, by reflection. Noah had time, he had to gather materials, he had to have the skill, the Lord had to teach him to build the ark, exercise his authority to get the animals on board. Right? And they were babies, by the way, that's how they fitted. People think they're these great huge monsters, how can it all fit? He took the babies. So there's less food, less space. But the Lord's got to give us skill. And also the other thing, Goliath. David went to him just with a sling stone and his faith in the name of Jesus. and he used his own sword, he used Goliath's sword to cut his head off. We need to learn, under the blood of Jesus, their doctrine, right, in light of Scripture. That will cut their head off. When we, in the light of Scripture, can disprove their doctrines, it cuts the head off. It begins in prayer. Now I'm studying Islam. I'm seeking the Lord about getting a Quran. I'm studying the facts of Islam. I'm studying Old Testament Judaism. So that I can talk to these people at their level with what they know and then say, this is what Scripture says. This is how we witness effectively. Yes, it's about the blood of the Lamb. It's about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. But they're so, some of these people are so entrenched in their doctrine, they won't hear that message. It's got to be like that knot, it's got to be unpicked. Yes, it's always about the blood of the Lamb. How is your sin being covered? So a Muslim will say, well, by good works. I'll do good works, and then if Allah is merciful and I'm in His favour, He'll let me into heaven. My good works will outweigh my bad works. That's a major thing of theirs. They have five, you know, the pilgrimage to Mecca, and they've got the Ramadan. They have their five pillars of faith, that if they do, if they're good to their neighbours. So, things like that, we need to know, we need to be armed. And it's going to take time, so that's why I believe the Lord's going to start teaching us from Scripture, not from I feel I've got a witness about, or I think. You start the sentence with I think, forget it. Our starting point has to be Scripture. There's no neutral ground on this. You can't meet somebody on their turf without a Bible. If you're going to witness, start from Scripture. So the light of Scripture then shines on their darkness. Our problem, and this is part of the prayer, so I know it's a prayer meeting, so I'll maybe finish with this. Over the years, we've been taught morals, some practical, yes, morals and the spiritual side of things, and that's made us inward looking. Because every week we hear, you know, something wrong with my heart. There's something in my heart that God is still doing. And we've bogged down. We've got mired down in the mud. If we start now understanding the place and purpose of doctrine, the apologetics as we call it, we can start being outward looking to meet with those people where they are. And God will equip us. Because we're never going to be so perfect and so pure that we're worthy to witness. Otherwise we're constantly inward looking, what's wrong with me? What mistake have I made? Right? Who's the author of that? It's very subtle, isn't it? Now yes, there are things, don't get me wrong, there are things the Holy God requires of us. But as we start labouring, looking outward, as we start labouring in God's vineyard, He'll sort those problems out. He'll provide, He'll deliver, He'll work. Our faith is to labour in God's vineyard, doing His will, having a burden for the lost. There's something wrong with the church if there's no burden for lost souls. Something's wrong. And that's where cults come from. Cults. They may believe the same things we do, but they cannot communicate with the world around them. And this is what God is teaching us, I believe. And He's going to teach us. It begins in prayer. It begins with, give me your heart for these people. So I'm not talking about emptying mosques or saving the whole of Islam. I'm talking about the people that we meet each day. Engage as the Lord leads, isn't it? And pray for them. Pray for that person, their family, etc. Because that will cost them when they come to the Lord, same as the Jewish, it's really going, they're going to be persecuted, shunned by their community. It means a lot. It means a real, so we've got to have our facts right. And Our strength, our boldness will come from knowing that the Lord has taught us these things. So it isn't very technical, it's quite simple, so don't be afraid of that. But I do urge you to start, you know, Google something, but that's a minefield, so be careful. But I've got some really good books on Islam, on Judaism, well, from Old Testament theology. So God is in control. We will be taught. I know I've got Ephesians and Romans to finish. I know there are things, but I've just not been in that place of faith or consecration to complete it. The enemy's attacked. I've been weak and I've been broken. I've failed. But God in his mercy, he's picked me up. He's dusting me off. And I'm going to start again. I will complete. I will finish.
You have begun that work?
Because God's in control. I'm not the builder, God is. So bear with me. And we're going to learn not just what's wrong with me morally or spiritually. We're going to learn how to be outward looking and minister to these people. Because Hollywood, Satan isn't lazy. Hollywood, TV, media, political correctness, they're very busy oppressing the mind of man, discrediting scripture. They're very busy promoting Jelly Belly comes down a chimney once a year, doesn't it? And they're promoting their world's doctrine, aren't they? Very busy oppressing the mind of man. Now, are we going to sit back and let them go to a Christless eternity? Or are we going to start now being that city set on a hill, that light that cannot be hid? We will be hid in the terms of our sonship. They won't know who we are. But the message is not to be hid. So along with this new thing, that the new pastures that God has for us, will come a new anointing. Praise God. Boldness of love, of peace and joy. And expect the signs to follow. Expect those gifts to operate. Amen.
Witnessing to others. The Lord is doing a work when it comes to my workplace. Because there's a guy, his name is Francesco, he's Italian, he's an atheist. He used to be a Catholic when he was young, about 12 years old. And he's atheist, and it's amazing. I work through the night, for those that don't know, so I'm out in the street, I do coaches and things like that, National Express, and 3-4 in the morning, the last thing you're thinking about is someone that wants to talk to you about the Lord or whatever, because your brain is just, you're just there, but you're sleeping. I don't know how we got onto the topic that time of the morning, but we got onto the topic about, he asked me about Christmas, he said happy, he said Merry Christmas. I said, I don't celebrate Christmas, you know. And he said, oh, are you Muslim? I said, no, I'm not, I'm Christian. And that just threw him off. He just tripped over. And he said, what do you mean? I said, Christianity, and so-called everyone is saying I'm Christian and this, and I celebrate Christmas and this and that. I said, there's nothing in the Bible to say such thing. I mean, the depth of Christmas is a sick one. And it's very twisted, and it's paganism and this and that. And that was all I said, and we didn't get to finish the conversation because it was busy, but that started to eat him.
Yeah.
And that started to eat him. Now, I was not thinking I'm ever going to witness to this guy, ever. I was not thinking of such things, and I think the important thing is when you said about they will come to us, the Lord will,
send them to us. Yeah.
But the next day he saw me, he looked like he couldn't wait to talk. And he started talking. He said, about what you said to me yesterday, he said, yeah, I just, you know, it's wonderful, I just couldn't get it. couldn't understand and this and that.
Praise the Lord.
So, again, I'm knackered. And I'm just like, Lord, just talk to this guy. Because I just cannot, you know, get my head around it. So, anyway, so we started to talk and everything. And I gave him a very brief indication how I become Christian and what made me Christianity from me. I gave him my testimony, and then threw him over again. He's just like, wow, man, you've been through a lot. I said, you know, and I shared in the love of Christ, and I told him the love of Christ. But it's very scary how he told me that 80%, if not more, of Italians in Italy are atheists. Because he said they're falling away. Because it's Lord's plan.
Yeah.
But they're completely, he said they're just falling away. And he came to light, he opened up to me why he became an atheist. It's because the priest that he used to go to church and whatever with his friends. He used to abuse his friends. Now I don't know if he was doing that to him. And the Lord will open that up for me.
Yeah. And that's interesting, right? Because a lot of people are falling away from the church because they're not being taught properly.
Correct.
Their foundation. So the Bible's being, you'll hear people say, in this story. It's not a story, it's a factual account.
Yeah.
And so people aren't really, subconsciously, they're not really believing Scripture.
Correct.
Yeah.
So they've got nothing to stand on.
Correct. He said to me, his own mouth, that he said, I left because this preacher, priest, that he said I was trusting, was doing this. And he said it just made me sick and turned away.
Sure.
And I said to him I understand that, and I said to him, this is why we put our faith in Jesus. Not a man.
Amen.
And I believe there's more to come with this guy.
Praise the Lord.
Because you see
his name,
Francesco.
Because obviously the Holy Spirit's drawn him to you. So wonderful.
He read the Quran because he's definitely searching. Because he read the Quran, and the blessing thing is he said, I cannot follow a religion that says you can kill one another because you don't agree with their idea. I hate that. That's a good sign. So
he's thinking properly.
He's thinking, and he said he read it because everyone is talking about it, and he wants to know what it was about.
Fastest growing religion in the world.
Exactly. So he read it, and he is an intelligent guy, and he said, I cannot follow a religion. That does that. So he's searching, so you know, been great for it, but
it's more to pray for you as well.
Yeah.
You see, when these things come up, we can share them as a body, we pray for these.
Yeah, but the nice thing is you don't look for it.
That's
you always talk about it on the plot.
The Lord bring it.
They'll come to you. Don't look for it. And this guy came to me at 3 or 4 in the morning. I work with like I said, that time of the morning your brain is sleeping, but it's amazing how the Lord takes over because you literally got nothing to do. You can't think because you should be sleeping that time of the night. So it's a blessing. So, it is,
Hazel, let's lift Francesco for the morning and that God would give our brother the words of the Lord. Lord, and the 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 Lord, and the